thank you for tuning in to the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paul here with Kaizy.
Hey, guys.
Jer.
Howdy.
Tabs.
Hello.
We're back this week to close out this portion of the our discussion, our predictions for the first leg of the Roast Battle tournament coming up on October 19th at Not Your Parents' Basement in 78th Street Studios. Doors at 7:30, show at 8:30. That means the doors open. Don't show up here and expect Jim Morrison and crew to be playing live at 7:30 before the show.
I mean,
because most of them are dead.
We could probably get them.
Maybe you can dig him up.
Yeah.
If he's dead.
Are you saying that he's not really dead?
I'm just saying.
At this point, he is.
If. That's the thing, like
it is Halloween, you know, we can probably, you know, we can work the people and let them think that we have Jim Morrison's body and it's actually just Ryan DiPerna and we shot him out back.
Not fat enough.
True.
Ryan would never let himself get fat.
We got pre-death bloated Jim Morrison. The Dairy Queen Blizzard King.
Come on.
Sounds delicious.
How did we end up roasting Jim Morrison?
Guys, welcome to the roast of Jim Morrison.
Doors of perception, man. All right, our last four battlers we're talking about.
Well, before we talk about them, Kyle, tell them how the show works.
Two comics go head-to-head, five jokes each. They're going to have some backup jokes in case there's a tie. The audience gets a vote, and then four of our panel members, Jeremy, Tabitha, and Chris. And our special guest for this one is Ryan DiPerna, who hopefully makes it alive here. Apparently he's going to kill himself before this show, but let's hope not.
We're going to try to make sure he gets alcohol poisoning before the end of the show, at the very least.
You're going to try? I don't think you guys need to do anything about that.
Nah. All we have to do is sit back.
Yeah. No. All we...
He's got a liver fucking like a god. He's fine.
Yeah.
Man.
No, he's just pushed past that age where your liver starts to go a little bit.
Right, yeah. He was pretty spry for like a long time.
I've been Ryan DiPerna. Like,
ew.
In terms of, like, drinking.
Poor Ryan. This is the future, huh?
Yeah, this is the future. Like, I was, like, that, you know, handsome and svelte at one point.
I don't believe that.
Well, I have...
Handsome.
They don't make a lot of them like Ryan DiPerna,
I can
that's
believe
for
sure. Your thin. I can believe the thinner thing.
Well, I mean, I wasn't a handsome Italian boy. I was a handsome Jewish boy. It's a much different appeal.
Worlds apart.
Yeah. It's like how Natalie Portman and Lady Gaga are different kinds of hot.
Yeah. Which one of you is Lady Gaga and which one of you is Natalie Portman?
Well, Lady Gaga is Italian.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But you're the one who would wear the meat suit.
He's wearing it right now.
You think there's any meat on this cut? Jesus. This is like the outside of a butt roast.
Your entire outside is an outside of a butt roast.
I'm drooling now.
Right, I'm actually very hungry, so the more food metaphors we can make...
Speaking of food metaphors, our first battle.
Our first battle, people that also really like food metaphors, it's Brunswick's Dave Herron and Pittsburgh's Amanda Averill.
Dave Herron, if you put him in an orange shirt, prize-winning county fair pumpkin.
Amanda Averill, put her in an orange suit.
I've never seen this person, actually, so... Is she fat?
Oh, God.
She's not Dave Aaron fat.
Okay, well, that's hard.
It's difficult. It's like Dave Aaron and Chris Harvey keep going, you know, one-on-one in each other, like who's going to put on the most pounds to where, you know, they're seconds away from needing a rascal.
I love doing shows with them, frankly.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
Me too, because here's one thing I know for sure
about... I still
don't
get laid, but...
For sure about Dave Herron is every time I've seen him, no matter where I see him, he has a bottle of liquor stashed within 10 feet of his body.
Yep.
I ran into him. He was hosting the Funny Stop a couple weekends ago, and I went down there, and he's doing this new thing where he goes around the Muni lot with a GoPro on a beer bong, and he challenges people to bong beers, so... Dave's living his best life, as the kids say these days.
Yes, for at least another 6 months.
Let's get through this battle. Yeah, Dave was scheduled to roast Tommy Echol about 3 times, and Tommy bailed within hours of the show 3 times in a row. And Dave kept agreeing to do the battles because he wrote jokes for Tommy Echol. So, you know.
Would be good to finally see
use
Dave.
Those jokes against Amanda because she has a mustache.
Yes, I hope yes. I hope he uses those exact same jokes.
Amanda, very funny Pittsburgh comedian. What sticks in my mind about her is that you know, that people from different cities sometimes will have like similar jokes. Like Amanda has the Pittsburgh Konami code joke, and I had the Cleveland Konami code joke. Well, I saw that's what really stuck in my mind.
None of those sound like words to me.
Up, up, down, down, left, right, BA, start.
Okay.
You mean Contra?
Well, yes, but it works on more games than just Contra.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't fucking know.
That's why
that.
It's the Konami code and not the Contra code.
God damn. You learn something new every day.
Shit. I wish you could start over. Just from birth.
No, she did the festival. I think she's hosting one of our 78th Street shows next month.
Oh, yeah.
I think the night before. She's in town. She's super funny. She did the picture roast we did. What was it?
Your Art Sucks?
No, the show that we ripped off of.
The yearbook one?
Most likely to.
Yeah,
yearbook roast. So we kind of did that. She did that. She was fucking witty, fast, smart, funny, mean. Should be an interesting mantra.
Dope.
Mean is key. When I asked her to do this show, she was like, oh, fuck yes. So
good.
That's what I like to hear.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've seen her over the years just because she and some other Pittsburgh people have come through Kent to come do Stone. And that's where I always saw her. She was always funny. And, you know, I checked the bio, and it's like, oh, she works at Arcade. I love Arcade. So.
And where is Pittsburgh?
Let me pull up MapQuest.
It's surprisingly close, and very few people go in between Pittsburgh and Cleveland for some reason.
Jason Moliterno.
Yeah. Just Jason Moliterno has his Pittsburgh secret improv career, so Amanda probably knows him from that. Who else? Mike Bowser went to Pittsburgh a lot when he was. Well, you probably don't remember him. He's another Youngstown-ish, Grove City weirdo. I really can't think of, but like there aren't a lot of Pittsburgh people that come like this way. So I'm really
Tommy Grant Jr. Have you guys met him?
I have not.
He comes over a decent amount now. He comes over and does the Hilarities thing, and he comes over and does our shows a bunch. Funny dude.
Oh yeah, I've seen him a few times.
Yeah.
I think we were on like the comedy open.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
One time together.
He's a Pittsburgh guy. Derek Minto, Amanda's boyfriend, came over and did a show here a couple times. Once or twice.
I love Derek. I booked Derek for a show that ended up being a disaster, but I invited Tim Cornette because I wanted him to meet the Pittsburgh version of him. So, because they're both loud and
so
fat.
Does Derek also support ISIS?
doubtful.
How's Derek with dogs?
I don't know. You know, it's I love these guys, but we only spend like, you know, a couple hours at a time together. So,
yeah.
You know.
What kind of does he sell good weed?
I never got weed from Derek.
So, to reiterate, where's Pittsburgh now?
It's that way.
Okay.
A ways away.
Do you know where Columbus is?
Yeah.
So, like, if you just, like, look at where Columbus is, yes. And then you just, like, look in a straight line over to the right, it's right there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that straight line called Route 70?
I don't know. I don't go there, okay?
There's too many hills in Pittsburgh for Tabitha and myself.
Oh, man. We went to Pittsburgh a few months ago, and I wanted to die. It's awful.
Because the hills?
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah. I don't take me anywhere that I have to go on any sort of incline.
Go to Kansas.
John Dick Winters? From Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but he kind of quit.
He don't do comedy no more.
That dead asshole.
Oh, with that dead asshole?
Yeah. Who
that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've met him a few times.
The racist one.
If he could have stayed alive, he could have probably had a career. This, you know, Trump got in. Just,
no, he wasn't funny enough to have a career.
No, I know.
I don't know who anyone's what's his talking name? About.
Zach Hudak.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I don't like to associate Pittsburgh with Zach because he's fucking garbage, and I'm glad he's dead.
Woo!
For more information...
Ad hom.
Ad hom.
You got ad hom attacked, dead fuck.
You got ad hommed, bitch.
So, Let the Hate Flow Through, you did a whole episode on him. You can find out more about him there. I don't fucking...
That's the only reason I know about him. It's from that episode.
Dead asshole. I'm sorry I brought it up, everyone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now the people in Pittsburgh listening are going to probably love that. Yeah. Oh, they don't like him either.
Yeah, no, nobody likes him.
Anyways, Amanda, great comic. Yeah, Amanda, super great funny. Comic.
Very funny. Well-rounded. She does other things besides stand-up.
Such as?
She has improviser in her bio. I think she's in Secondhand Sketch. I haven't looked at their entire cast page, but I see your postings from them. So
I also do things other than stand up. I like to eat. do a little reading here and there.
Yeah, but you're probably not as good at any of those as Amanda is.
Probably not.
Definitely not reading. Fucking dummy.
I am a mediocre jack of all trades.
But yeah, this one is a tough one to call because Dave is a very, very likable gentleman and a good joke teller. Amanda's a very good joke teller. And, you know, I don't know who is going to find the... who's going to crack the nut first and find the most, you know, fun things to make fun about the other person.
I'm going to go Amanda, because I know less about her. However, I'm worried Dave's instinct will be to go a little over the top.
Yeah.
As he's apt to do, which is usually good. But in this case, I think people may just feel bad.
Well, people, you guys are the judges, so I mean... They only get one vote, so I mean, if you like over the top, like...
Yeah, they only get one vote because they can't be trusted. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
I'm picking Amanda, though, because Derek's fat, and I'm sure she has a bunch of pent-up things. She's just writing fat jokes all day long.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and Dave's fat, so...
She'll be fine.
I love Dave. I hope he does well, but I think Amanda's going to edge him out. I think she's a sleeping giant in this tournament.
Same. Very much so.
Whereas Dave is in a wake giant.
I'm going with Dave. My theory is that he's going to fall through the stage.
Bam Bam Bigelow and Dayton.
And it's just going to be like, that's it. Like, battle's over, you win, Dave.
I'm a little concerned about the space we have on the stage with Kyle hosting and Dave up here.
We've made it work before.
Yeah, Dave was on the last show with me, who was also fat, and Kyle on stage. And Tabitha was on stage at the same time. We held up.
Yeah.
It got greasy up there.
It got slippery.
Jesus, what is it made of?
We all turn and look at it.
Dead aspirations. There's a commode on it. I never noticed the commode. Is that new?
No, I was going to say, I can't believe you didn't notice it, because every single other person who goes up there notices it.
We have haven't mentioned all month we are recording in 78th Street Studios.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep, we've been here for one whole month.
Yes.
Just preparing, just making sure all of our flyers are up. Have we done that yet? Okay.
We've done they a can't very hear poor... me shaking There's my
a,
head.
Yeah, a silent no.
We've done a very poor job preparing.
Oh, wow.
Which is unfortunate, because it's this week.
Yeah. we'll put together some quarters to go to the library eventually.
We'll just steal them from these pinball machines.
It's a good
Chris idea. Chris already did that the first week, though.
Yeah, I mean, there was a key left behind.
Yeah, Chris has long gotten over the embarrassment of paying for his cigarettes and change.
Yeah. No, when I was like 14. That's how it worked then, Jeremy. They get paper food stamps, you yeah. bought gum, and then you took the change and you bought your smokes.
Passed down from generations and generations.
I had to sell my food stamps like a schnook.
Mm. 185th Street?
No.
St. Clair?
I usually like... had friends that would buy my food stamps because they needed food and I needed cigarettes.
There was a
other stuff.
When I was a young man, there was a what they, I don't know if this is a offensive term or not, an Arab store.
I think you're allowed to say that still.
Hang on.
I hope.
Hang on, let me go to the Arab.
That would buy your food stamps or sell you anything with food stamps. Liquor.
God.
Smokes.
They had a year or two ago, like a whole string got busted for doing that. Food stamp fraud was a big deal.
I grew up on the east side of Cleveland, and I always liked going to the Arab store because they wouldn't card you for cigarettes.
Also, $4 bottles of vodka.
Also nice. They wouldn't card you for that sometimes, too. But then they cracked down, like... right when I needed to go buy my mom a pack of Virginia Slims because I'd stolen all of my mom's cigarettes and she needed me to go get more. And okay. They carded me, but immediately this 10-year-old girl came in and bought like a pack of Black and Milds.
Yeah.
And somebody standing at the counter was like, why won't you sell to him, but you'll sell that little girl? Oh, the law doesn't apply to cigars. Okay.
And that 10-year-old girl buying cigars was me. You all just found out how Jeremy and I met.
Then he touched you behind a dumpster.
And that's how I found out about stand-up comedy.
That dumpster is still there, and it still smells like Tabitha.
That dumpster was me. Another plot twist.
That is then how... she slipped on a banana peel. Oh, wait, that was last week.
That is how 70% of the scene discovered stand-up comedy.
Right.
Being molested by Jeremy Shue. Yep. By a dumpster.
Mm-hmm. That dumpster being Tabitha. Tabitha always watches.
Always. Can't look away.
I'm very good at molesting.
It's a skill.
It's a performance art when I do it.
This is the first time I've been offended on this show. Not because of what you said, I just don't believe it.
It wasn't a very visual thing when I molested you.
I would assume that you are mediocre at molesting at best.
You would think that, but you were asleep when I did it to you. Our next battle...
It was not.
Okay, drugged. Our next battle is Mickey Shinoshi versus John Ruggiero.
You know what's really sad is I willingly bought the drugs.
Still said yes.
At some point.
Man, I was just like a whore.
When aren't you?
That's a good point. Mickey Genosi.
Mickey Genosi.
Versus old John Ruggiero.
John Ruggiero from Toledo. Sorry.
Quit tapping.
Yeah, I know. I'm the one that said
you
not
heard
to
it. Do. You heard it. Everybody's going to be like, who the fuck is tapping?
It's me. Jeremy. The one that said not to fucking tap on the table in the first place is the one tapping on the table because he's an idiot.
Speaking of idiots.
Yeah.
Mickey Genosi.
Big idiot. Akron?
Yeah, I think he's an Akron guy.
I don't know. What happened to him?
From
that,
parts
like,
unknown.
What happened to him that, like, his hair just, like, hit the road? Or did
he join the Proud Boys?
Yikes.
Just, like, just get rid of it.
I don't think it's shaved. I think he's... This is what I believe of Mickey Genosi, is that he's, like, 19 and he's already bald.
He looks very bald. He looks Brian Sternick.
Male pattern baldness. Very young age.
All I know is that, like, literally one time I saw him and he had hair... And then the next time I saw him, he had no hair. Not like, oh, I shaved my head, but being like, oh, shit. Like, there's none of that hair is there, man.
No. So, are we thinking cancer?
I don't know. Also, I know that, like, the first time he roast battled, he had a girlfriend, and now she's not here anymore.
Ooh, it may be related.
Maybe. All I know is the first time he roast battled, when it came to be like my time to weigh in, I hadn't written anything about
they
him.
They used to make you weigh in?
After I cried the third time, they stopped. But I hadn't written anything for him.
We had a laser pointer that was a whole Howard Stern thing. Ryan and me were not proud of it.
But when it got to my time to like say something about him, I panicked because I didn't have anything, like, fun written down. And I was just like, he looks like a bad man and he shouldn't win. I don't trust him. He's scary and not good. And, like, I physically saw after he got off the stage his girlfriend being like, she was so mean to you. Oh, my God. What the fuck was that about? So after the show, Mickey came up to me and was like, my girlfriend thinks you were real mean to me. And I'm like, yeah, I was.
Yeah. Do you know what the show is?
We're real mean to each other.
Did you see how the hosts treat each other?
In Mickey's defense, he really embraced it. I mean, he's very mean.
I feel like, despite being bald, he's a ginger.
Yeah. He will never lose his gingeriness.
So this is basically what Logan Rashaw will look like if he has cancer.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Ugh.
You guys didn't like that? I liked that a lot.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah,
that was me fantasizing.
That was me thinking about, like, he's already that pasty and blotchy. Now he's got to have cancer. Aww.
He had a little roast cum.
See?
Bringing it back.
It means something. This show is nothing but roast cum. I don't need to explain that.
Nope. So, Mickey's opponent, John Ruggiero.
John Ruggiero.
Toledo.
I love that big man. That's another one that I was like, when we were talking about pairing people up for a second, I thought about John and Dave, just so I could cram the three of you on stage and just watch you all just rub arms against each other. I'm like, oh, sorry. Like, hold your notes real close in front of you. Would have been great.
Yeah, thanks, Hoss.
So, John, big boy.
Big boy. He's also I just love that he's just very loud. I love John's just a big, loud man. And I feel like just having that ability can take something that's, like, sort of funny and just make it a lot funnier.
The one thing I remember about John, I've done a couple shows with him, he's got a great comedy laugh. Like, he'll make you feel good about yourself.
Oh, God, yeah. John's laugh is fantastic.
He's also a frumpy man. He's a very frumpy man.
There are certain comics, their laugh, if they laugh at their own shit, it makes it better.
Uh-huh.
like Bill Burr's one of those when he says something shitty and then he laughs at himself. It just makes the joke that much better.
Yeah, I think we're safe to compare John and Bill Burr. I mean, I see it.
Well, I mean, in comparison, Bill Burr is spelled B-U-R-R. How is Ruggiero spelled?
R-U-G-G-I-E-R-O.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, you're looking him up.
Oh, my God!
What a trick!
Oh, that sneaky paw.
That's what they call me.
Sorry, I'm a dumb pig. I didn't...
Yeah, he built an escape room, apparently.
Yes, he did.
That was his big accomplishment, which I'm intrigued by. It means he can build a puzzle that people can fail to solve.
John, I don't know. In Cleveland, that didn't go over really well. Ask Ariel Castro.
John Ruggiero is such a big guy, got stuck in his own escape room.
I mean, man.
Oh, yeah. No, he looks like he would need a panic room if he showed up.
he's got real curly hair, so he just looks like the dude from Eraserhead, but, like, just all sorts of distorted.
So, like, if the dude from Eraserhead just ate hundreds and hundreds of his babies?
Yes. Wait, that's me. Back to the drawing board for this insult.
Fair enough. Toledo is a very, very depressing city, so he's ready for the abuse.
Right.
That is I don't know if currently, but when I was checking that out, there was not much of a Toledo scene.
It's getting there. Yeah. I feel like the Toledo scene isn't big, and the Bowling Green scene isn't big, but together they make, like, a unified scene. Mm. Like, you don't just have people that do, I do comedy in Toledo. Like, you have to go to Bowling Green, you have to go to Detroit.
I think a lot, yeah.
What
a
depressing thing to say. You have to go to Bowling Green.
Get up to Detroit a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people from, I've done, like... I met people from Kalamazoo doing shows in Toledo.
Yeah.
Like, that's within striking distance.
I've met people from Canada doing shows in Toledo a lot. Like, it's...
I did a guest spot at the Toledo Funny Bone for the Rock Brothers. The Lesser Rock Brothers. whichever ones are not Chris Rock.
Well, there's Tony and Jordan. Two,
those are, that's, yeah. That would be them.
Wait, you actually got to do the guest spot?
Yes.
You weren't sent home because you weren't dressed for the part.
You know what's really fucked up about that is that was a Joey Diaz show.
You weren't dressed well enough to do a guest spot for Joey Diaz.
Yes.
Oh, you're a mess.
Get yourself a shiny shirt, man.
See one of those like the Seinfeld when everybody was calling him a pirate.
The puffy shirts.
Puffy shirts.
Yeah, I think that honestly is what you're missing, is a signature upper garment.
Let's talk about this for 55, 60 minutes.
Oh, God.
What about how you don't know how to dress yourself?
Look, it's gotten better the last year or two, but that's only because I got clothes that fit my stupid body.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
Signature garment. Let me throw this out there. An ascot.
For who?
Me. We've talked about other people for 4 weeks in a row.
I don't want to talk about you now.
If I'm speaking,
ascot. How do you spell
I'm not
that? Where's that located?
A-S-S.
Ascot.
Space C S O T T. It's gonna be a picture of a dude's ass named Scott.
No, it's actually a song called "Broke Ass" by Scott Byram.
Yeah, start wearing an ascot.
Yes, like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, okay.
Fred wears an ascot.
Yeah, he does.
Yes.
Now that I see the picture. That's actually what came up, Fred. Anyways, battles, huh?
Battles. So we got another big boy against a vaguely ethnic, maybe, with cancer boy.
A lot of fats in this tournament. A lot of fats.
Well, fats can take a lot of abuse because we've taken a lot of abuse.
And we are.
You used to be a hot boy. You can't lump yourself.
Yeah. You're not, if you're going to be out here
I grew up fat, and then, like, I lost 90 pounds.
If you're going to sit here and tell us I was hot like Ryan DiPerno once, you don't get to say that you've been fat, okay?
I've been fat longer than I was hot, so.
Honestly, oh, okay. Same.
You didn't need to say that out loud. Also, this... I used to be hot nonsense with you is probably one of the most upsetting things I've heard. I'm including the 3 hours we did with John Bruton.
pinch my temple.
All of the return shows.
Are you counting all the shows that we had to discard because we realized that we were being stupid?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I feel really bad about myself now.
Yes.
Those shows were trash.
I feel hot now because of Lizzo.
See?
Yeah.
Something I feel like every day.
Beautiful. It's okay. You're the ugly one now, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not even about that. I just do not believe Jeremy for one second.
I mean, it's... like, okay, I wasn't defined, no, but I definitely...
Please. Defend saying that you used to be hot.
Like Ryan DiPerno.
Go.
I just thought of something and I can't say it, so I'm going to pump the brakes here before I say something I'm not supposed to.
Don't you wish that she was
ad hominem attack
hot
show,
like Ryan?
All the time. I wish I was hot like Ryan. Like, come on.
Anywho, who do you guys think's going to win this battle?
Ryan DiPerno. Yeah. I'm going to say, since I was the one who threw his name out, I'm going to say John Ruggiero.
Yes, I agree. John Ruggiero.
I'm going Mickey Genosi, and I think he can win the whole thing. I think Mickey's super mean. He doesn't use the note card, so it just comes off like a genuine hate, and that's really, as a roast battle purist, that's what I want to see. So, I don't have a vote, but Mickey, I think Mickey's going to slaughter.
I
like John. But.
I like it when people use note cards because it lets the audience know that people actually wrote their fucking jokes.
Yes.
So, I'm now voting for John.
That's a good point.
Hell yeah.
These votes right now do not count, much like...
No,
they don't. It's just, yeah, much.
When I was in the tournament, Jeremy picked against me every week. He's like, this guy's gonna, he's not gonna make it.
Yeah.
To the show, he's just not gonna...
He's just not gonna...
You listened.
Won't make it that long.
I did listen, I was one of seven. I believe an Ohio demographic that you guys were drawing in.
You were one of the ones.
Yeah, there were people that listened. The ones that got mad at me about it definitely listened.
Yes. Some of those, the most listens they got were when we intentionally were upsetting people.
Yeah. I'm not.
We've matured.
Yeah, I don't want to intentionally upset people anymore. Well, yes I do, but, like, I shouldn't.
Right. Not specifically.
This show's all fun. That's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be writing, and it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah. Yes. Get with it.
If you're being a dick for real, come do the show.
We were.
I have to go find old nudes to show Chris after we're done here. So.
No. No. No, you don't. I just don't buy it. I will assume they're doctored.
Here's me hanging on a cross.
Creed plays in the background. I created my own prison.
North arms wide open.
I think I have a photo when I used to, like, the time after I used, like, all the Nair.
Oh, Jeremy, no. There's never been a point in your life where you could sustain a webcam channel.
I've never sent a nude in my life. We're writing into this stuff out anyway. The show's over, so...
No, leave this in.
I wish they were able. Needs to be in there. I wish they were able to.
Here's why, because October 19th,
we're all going to be taking nudes.
If Jeremy can produce a hot picture of himself, I want it blown up and hanging across the top of the stage instead of the ad hom banner.
Yeah.
And then I want the crowd to vote.
The only time the crowd votes ever mattered.
Hot or not, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll have to see. It might have all been purged, but I will look.
Yeah, convenient.
Take it.
No, I throw away all my shit like every time something bad happens, which happens a lot. So
right, you can't stand to look at it because it reinforces that you're delusional.
Lots of things reinforce that I'm delusional, but well, you know, when that happens, it's not a bad thing.
All right. Well, come out to not your parents' basement. On October 19th, this week, coming right up. Get out here. It's going to be a great show. We will be back in a week or two with the...
results?
The results to announce the winners, losers, to let you guys know how this hot Jeremy thing goes. That's your new name.
What? Hot Jeremy.
Hot Jeremy. Hot Jeremy.
No, no, no. The no, artist no, no, formerly no. known as Hot Jeremy.
We can't do that for two reasons. One, there's a guy at WCSB named Young Jeremy. He gets an adjective, I don't. And two, it's too close to Hot Carl, and fuck you.
Listen, it's either Hot Jeremy or we continue calling you Jew Jeremy behind your back.
Well, I mean,
you can be Hot in Jeremy.
Hot what?
Hot in Jeremy.
Hot in Jeremy.
Oh.
That'd like, be your nickname.
Like Hot and Ready?
He'd never be inside of me.
Oh.
His penis isn't big enough to penetrate all the hemorrhoids.
Also, bottom.
Oh.
yes, October 19th. Come back for the results next week. Get your tickets at Kyle?
ClevelandComedyFestival.com.
That'll do, pigs.